Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang susunod nating panauhin ay isang Filipina-Australian medical professional na inalay naman ng mahigit 25 years na niya ng taon sa kanyang karera sa pangangalaga ng kalusugan ng maraming tao, higit sa lahat ng mga kababaihan. Si Dr. Elizabeth or Liz Goles ay isang GP obstetrician at entrepreneur din na patuloy na nagbibigay ng makabago at world-class na serbisyo dito sa Australia. Nagkaroon siya ng advanced training mula sa iba't ibang mga eksperto sa New York, Korea, Europe, at ngayon ay dala niya ang kanyang clinic dito sa Bondi Junction. Kaya kilala din po siya hindi lamang sa kanyang expertise, kundi na rin sa kanyang malasakit sa kanyang mga nagiging pasyente. Lalo na para sa mga kababaihan, para harapin ang iba't ibang yugto ng kanilang kalusugan ng may kumpiyansa at dignidad. Kaya't makakasama natin siya ngayon para ibahagi yung kanyang journey bilang isang Filipina migrant, isang doktor at negosyante dito sa Australia. Welcome sa SBS Filipino, Doc Liz.
Magandang umaga po. Thank you for having me.
Ayan. Si Doc Liz, sabi nga niya kanina, isa siyang Ilongga. Proud Ilongga.
Proud Ilongga. Maayong aga.
Maayong aga. Ayan. May natutunan na naman tayong bagong greeting para sa ating mga kababayan. And Doc Liz, nandito kami ngayon sa masasabi nating baluarte mo. Ayan, dahil nandito sa Bondi ng, kung hindi ako nagkamali, nasabi mo, 7 taon na ang iyong clinic, pero matagal ka na rin na narito rin sa area na to. Kumusta ba ang vibes para sa'yo ng Bondi, personally and professionally?
So, primarily, I'm a GP obstetrician. So, I'm trained in obstetrics as well as rural medicine. When I arrived back in Sydney, I put up my clinic in Bondi because I've been in the area and my brand is Designer Vagina.
Wow.
So my clinic is the first clinic that offered non-invasive labiaplasty using radiofrequency, Aviva, around Australia.
Wow.
So siguro, and so I'm the pioneer. Wow. And because of that, I have to teach doctors and providers of cosmetic gynecologist around Australia and internationally as well. So I speak in platforms around Australia because I'm the first one who did it. So I teach them as well, which is timely at the moment because now more than anything, women are more aware that there are other things that could be done other than surgery. And because this technology had been used in other countries, in Europe and in America for more than a decade, and here in Australia, we just introduced it 4 years ago. So it's really very important. Now in Harmony Day, which is very, I have to really put my platform out there because it's not just the multiculturalism, inclusivity of everybody, including women. So it should have, we should really have no health inequities between men and women, between cities and suburbs around Australia. So that's why we're working hard as much as we could to do that and just information dissemination to everybody. And thank you for having me today so that I could speak about it.
Maraming salamat din, syempre, Dr. Liz, sa pagpayag mo na maging bahagi ng programa natin ngayong araw. And hindi lang Harmony Week, hindi lamang Harmony Day. Ngayong buwan sa Pilipinas, tinuturing din itong National Women's Month sa atin. Kakatapos lang din ang selebrasyon ng International Women's Day. Kaya't malagang mapag-usapan din natin ang iba't ibang mga aspeto, no, ng mga isyong kinakaharap ng maraming kababaihan.
Correct.
So,
yes.
That's really great to have you. Mm-hmm. And kanina, na-mention mo tungkol sa yung industry mo ay nasa mundo ng kalusugan at pagpapaganda ng mga kababaihan. When it comes to beauty standards, iba-iba, different cultures may kanya-kanyang beauty standards. Tingin mo ba nakaka-apekto yon sa experience nila ng pagkakaroon ng inclusive na community?
I think so. Beauty standards it's quite relative to every person, every culture. So when a patient comes in, you still have to go through the same procedure of physical examination, history and physical examination, and it really depends because beauty is not necessary. It's very necessary with some professions, but it's not, it comparatively, if you have to compare it to somebody who's high risk at having a baby, which I deal with as well, it's really worlds apart. At the same time, it could be equal depending on how a patient values it. Mm-hmm. So it really would depend on what the patient's goal is. So you start from the same thing about history, physical examination, and then reach the same compromise about what the goal the patient wants and what the doctor think is safe.
Wow. Okay, so isang magandang pagbubukas din ng isip ano para sa mga kinakaharap na ng mga issues din na pangkalusugan ng ating ating mga tagapakinig. And bilang isang GP ano, GP obstetrician na narito sa Australia, at also being a Filipino migrant na merong sariling klinika dito sa Bondi Junction. Pwede mo bang ma-share sa amin yung naging journey mo ng pagkakaroon ng business dito sa area na to? Mahirap ba? Ano ba yung mga challenges na pinagdaanan?
So, when I came back to Sydney, I started around the area in Paddington. And then when I started my business, I built it around because of the branding. Mm-hmm. But it's the same probably as with everybody else. When you actually integrate and embrace the community where you most frequently go to, like in Bondi Junction, with everything that had happened, I've been here with the two incidents, but each time I could see that the community becomes stronger. Not just that, because I mean, people who's here, like for me, when it happened, I didn't actually cower with fear. I actually become stronger. And because, like, as a doctor, my oath is to protect human life. And so I offer just cosmetic clinic, cosmetic beauty industry, beauty services in my clinic. But during the time, the next day, I said, anybody who wants mental health assessment, mental health support, welcome. Like, I mean, you just step up. And then I can see, even when it happened around here, people just like the next day just went up to it. You just become stronger. But you don't have any choice anyway. That's human nature. If you're supposed to survive, you have to be strong. Wow. And wherever you are, you have to. Mm-mm. Because life is survival. As long as you have faith in God, which we're Filipinos, we're Christians, Catholics, as long as you have faith in God, you just have to fight.
Yeah.
For your peace and for your safety. That's all.
Wow, napaka-importante noon ano, sa atin sa bilang mga migrante. And ikaw bilang isang doktor din, isang migrant doctor na narito, ano yung nakikita mong papel o yung mga mahalagang kontribusyon natin, lalo na sa industriya na mayroon ka, hindi lamang sa medical field, sa business field as well?
Contribution would be probably in a larger scale as in my career as a doctor. So you protect human life as much as you could, as long as you could offer something. My expertise in women's health, in emergency medicine, I'm trained in rural emergency medicine as well. Mm-hmm. But in my own small way, in our home, I make sure I have two kids. I educate my kids to actually build up that social responsibility. They really have to respect individuality in every person. Because if you start from that, it will just probably spread, hopefully. Because as a person, what can you do? You can't really think big enough, otherwise you'll be frozen with fear. Mm-hmm. So start with whatever you could do, which is my kids. If they could actually show light to whoever they meet, I think that's enough for me.
Wow. That's really beautiful. It starts at home.
It should be, because that's what God gave you. God gave you kids to actually make sure that your kids are grown up to be like Him, have that social responsibility to make sure that their community is safe and peaceful.
Thank you, Doc Liz, for that. Ano? At alam din natin, sabi mo nga, bumibisita ka sa mga regional areas to support women's health at yung mga problemang pangkalusugan ng maraming kababaihan. Pero ano pa yung mga nakikita mong gaps o challenges dito sa mga lugar na to na hindi na ibibigay o kumpara dun sa mga mayroon dito sa city?
Mm-hmm. So there's always health inequities between suburbs or even between the cities and the regional areas. Number one, because of distance, and there's not enough doctors, midwives, or even specialists who could come there, because there's just not enough, a lot of people. There's not enough specialists that's qualified enough to go there, because you have to be up to standards mm-hmm. before you provide that. So telehealth has really helped a lot in some ways, because we could do it now. So they're improving that, as well as health sharing records, New South Wales Health. So the government, they're doing their best. We are doing our best. So I still could not stop being a GP obstetrician, because every time they call me, oh, Liz, we need somebody, just a one-week shift, I'll just go. Mm-hmm. I'll just make myself available, because there's just not a lot of GP obstetricians that could go there and provide the service that these rural pregnant women needs. And so it's just sometimes frustrating to see what's happening, where a woman who's scheduled to have a C-section on a certain date, they will just be told, oh, you call us or you hear from us days before, so we will tell you where to go for your C-section.
Wow.
And that would be 4 hours from here, or from a lady in Kununurra, they could go to Darwin. That's too far. But that's safety for you. And it has to be done for safety reasons.
At isa yan sa mga mahalagang usapin na sana ay patuloy na mabuksan at mapag-usapan ano, sa iba't ibang komunidad, para matulungan yung maraming mga, hindi lang mga kababaihan, kundi lahat ng mga naninirahan dun sa mga malalayong lugar para sa access nila, mm-hmm. para sa mga ganitong serbisyo. And Dr. Liz, alam ko you've been working with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds. Ano po? Paano nyo naman nasisiguro na bawat pasyente ay nakakaramdam ng respeto, pag-unawa, at pagtanggap?
I really feel that it's very important that each person you see, they just need to be heard and validated. You just have to show them that they're heard and validated. And it's easy for me, because I try myself not to be biased in my mind with everything. I just accept everybody as they are. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you can't hide. Because it shows in your words, it shows in your actions.
Wow.
So I think just being honest, of not being biased, would be easy enough for me. Because in a GP clinic, I see 20 to 30 patients a day. If you're biased with anything, it will show.
Mm-hmm.
People are smart. They're clever. They will pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, napakaganda nun. Doc Liz, sana lahat ganun yung mindset, ano? Ganun yung thinking. Mawala yung bias sa lahat ng mga nakikita natin sa paligid. Mm-hmm. It would be easier, no? Na makisalamuha at lumapit, no? Sa mga, lalo na pag may mga pangangailangan tayo. Dahil feeling ko isa yon sa nagiging hadlang para sa ibang tao na humingi ng tulong kapag nararamdaman nila na hindi sila tanggap, hindi sila welcome.
It will show. It comes out from your mouth, because it's in your mind.
Tama. Ayan. At marami pa tayong pag-uusapan, na ako nakakabitin yung ating mga kwentuhan with Doc Liz and of course with Rona. At hindi pa po tapos ang ating kwentuhan. Kaya sa pagbabalik po ng ating programa, aalamin naman natin sa ating mga bisita yung halaga ng representation na mayroon sa iba't ibang mga komunidad, lalong-lalo na dun sa mga industriya na kanilang nire-represent. Kaya patuloy po kayong tumutok dito sa ating live broadcast mula dito sa Bondi. Magbabalik tayo makalipas ang ilang paalala. Nagbabalik tayo dito pa rin sa ating live broadcast mula sa Bondi. Kayo nakikinig sa SBS Filipino ngayong araw ng Sabado. At patuloy nating kasama ang ating mga special guests ngayong umaga, si Dr. Liz Goles and with Ms. Rona Guzman of Pamay. Naku, kanina naibahagi na nila sa atin yung kanilang mga kwento, konting background at yung mga ginagawa nila sa komunidad, kung paano nilang natutulungan hindi lamang ang ating mga kababayan, kundi ang lahat ng mga narito sa Australia, para patuloy na i-embrace ano, ang bawat isa, ang kultura at ating mga kinagisnan. And may mga tanong pa ako, no, bitin na bitin yung mga pag-uusap o yung mga gusto kong itanong. Pero alam natin na very known ang Australia sa kanyang diversity. And para sa inyo, Doc Liz or Ms. Rona, gaano kahalaga yung representation? Halimbawa, na makita mo yung kapwa mo, Pilipinong doktor, sa parehong profesyon or sa parehong industriya dito sa Australia, o kaya naman business leader o kung ano man po yung inyong mga background na narito sa bansang ito. Ikaw muna, Ms. Rona.
Words can't explain, di ba? Hindi ka nga matagalog, pero proud na proud ako every time I see Dr. Liz. I'm very thankful I've met you na. Kasi nakikita ko yung spirit na, and I'm sure every culture has this, yung determination natin. Nakikita ko yung talent natin. Ang active natin, nakikita ko that we use yung talent for change. Kung nakikita ko ang mga bata, kasi may, alam mo naman, may Youth Amplified podcast yes. kami. Si Brian Lol, yung chairperson namin sa Rainbow Crossing. Every 2 weeks, may episode kami, different topics na mga bata nagsasabi sa amin ano ang important issues that we're facing. Ang daming Filipino representation, mm-hmm. ang dami nila. Yung student societies across New South Wales, Filipino student societies, University of Newcastle, Western Sydney, University of Sydney, UTS, ang dami nila, ina-approach kami, oh, ito ang importante. Tapos, I'm teary at the end of every episode kasi nakikita ko yung leaders natin. Leaders na sila, hindi sila emerging, leaders na sila. And they're using yung voice nila, yung presence nila to make a change. Tapos, may episode kami na yung ibang bata, entrepreneur na, business owners na. So, nakikita natin yung kultura, it shines through them. Tapos, they use that to explore yung identity. Mahirap sa kanila eh, kasi many of them are born here with Filipino heritage. So, paano nila mananavigate yon? Pero I always say, be proud. Malakas tayo as a culture. We're so super talented, super determined. So, use that to shine through. Mm-hmm. Identify yung talent mo, tapos use that to make a positive change. And you'll find your way. Tapos even if you're hurt, kasi maybe my discrimination sa environment, you can't avoid that sometimes. Pero how do you turn that experience into something that, yes, it hurts, pero how can I then turn it around and make a change to the world? Mm-hmm. Alam mo, hindi mo gagawin yon. So what will you do? Yung opposite. I'll welcome. I'll forgive. I'll try to inspire others to be kind and accepting.
Wow. Yeah. Napakagandang ehemplo no para sa mga kabataan, lalo na naghahanap sila ng inspirasyon or nang makikita nila na gumagawa na ron na pwede nilang sundan, or kung wala pa man, sila mismo nagsisimula sa sarili nila. How about you, Dr. Liz?
Yes, I think it's the same. Representation is very important with, especially those younger generation, they're quite impressionable. Like they get, you know, they could really, they're still forming their own identity and everything else. However, because of social media, they could get it from anywhere else now. And it just tells them that there's no glass ceiling. Whatever culture you are, there's just no glass ceiling. You just have to try everything. Representation is amazing. But sometimes, like I'm a Gen X, sometimes the younger generations, as you said, they're actually doing really well. Because what's the future? The future is AI. And it's them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think they get it from social media. So, it's the glass ceiling thing.
Magandang ano rin, magandang usapin din yan, lalo na para sa ating mga kabataan ngayon na medyo nalilito o hindi pa nila alam yung mga susunod na steps nila. Lalong-lalo na yung gusto nila maka-integrate sa ating community o siguro makakonect mula sa ating roots. So maraming salamat po for sharing that. And I guess lastly, para po sa inyo, meron ba kayong mga mensahe para sa hindi lamang sa mga kabataan, kundi sa lahat ng ating mga kababayan na gustong mag-lead, mag-negosyo, maging bahagi ng mga cultural works, ano po ang maipapayo nyo sa kanila? Let's start with you, Ms. Rona.
Okay. I think yung punto mo na it starts with us. We can have amazing initiatives or well-funded activities that we implement in the ground. Pero kung hindi ka tama sa loob, hindi yun tunay. And it will never be true. So I'm a big believer na, okay, mag-ano tayo, mag-events-events. Pero anong nangyayari sa, in your deeper self, do you really believe na welcome and non-judgmental tayo? Kung if there is, then, you know, study that. Understand that. Kasi it starts with us. And yun yung tunay na even if you are experiencing discrimination, kung malakas ka sa loob, then you will explore that. Then sasabihin mo sa loob na, okay, hindi ako ganun. Which, in which case, I will practice yung anything that will make someone included. Always look at who's not in the room, who's not here. Ganon. I think that's my message regardless of industry, of role that you end up taking. Kasi at the end of the day, you strip away yung mga external factors. We always have ourselves. Yun lang.
Salamat, Ms. Rona. Very sakto yan dun sa ating tema. Everyone belongs and we stand together. And with you, Ms. Liz.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Yes.
No, I forgot the question.
Ano po yung inyong payo sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayon? Kahit saan, so, or sino mang Pilipino na mga narito na gustong makibahagi ano, sa iba't ibang mga gawain?
So I think it's very important for us to be part of the community wherever we are. Because you have to integrate, you have to make friends, which as Filipinos, you're not a Filipino if you don't adapt very well.
Mm-mm.
So as Filipinos, we're always friendly. We could do anything, I think. So we probably have to play our strengths, which is that. So, yeah. Play with your strengths.
Yan. Oo, at ang diskarte natin ano,
correct,
ay
yeah.
hindi nawawala. Laging nandiyan kaya naman nakaka-survive tayo anuman yung
correct.
Maging sitwasyon natin. Malayo man tayo sa ating bansa, malayo man tayo sa ating pamilya, nakaka-adjust tayo in our own way dahil nandun yung ating resilience. At maraming salamat sa ating mga naging guests ngayong umaga, si Ms. Rona Guzman and of course Doc Liz Goles. Napaka-inspiring po at napaka makabuluhan ang naging talakayan natin ngayong umaga.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.